from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Last night, the boys in blue had a full moon in about the, the fourth inning.
2-0 pitch. Fastball drilled. High in the air. Deep to left field. Quan watches it fly. Tommy Pham's first home run as a Royal is a go-ahead three-run shot. What a lift for this Royals offense.
No doubt about that. The Royals snap out of it, and everyone has always said during this losing streak, you know, should we give up hope? Should we quit being super fans? Should we just let it go? At least it was fun. They don't take advantage of games when they should. And, you know, I really hate to break this to you, but last night Minnesota lost, Bob.
Yeah.
Did Boston. They
lost, too.
Boston
lost, yeah.
And not only that, but Boston and Minnesota got their teeth kicked in.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Now, I will say this.
Did Detroit win last night?
They did win last night. No, they did not. They lost in the 10 innings.
Oh, they did?
They did. They lost.
Ended up losing.
They were winning when I looked, but they did lose. So Detroit loses. How you doing? The Minnesota Twins lose. How you doing? Boston Red Sox lose. How you doing? Oh, by the way. The Royals be the Guardians.
Yeah.
So everybody loses.
Does anybody want to win this thing?
No. Again, Royals are tied for second in their division. That's once insane. Again, 4.5 out of the division. And then if you go to the wild card, they now have a 5.5 game lead over Boston, a 5.5 game lead over the Detroit Tigers, a 5.5 game lead over the Seattle Mariners, and a 6 game lead over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Royals are tied for the second spot in the wild card, 4.5 behind the New York Yankees. Bob, I hate to tell you this, but the boys are going to play ball in October.
No, they are. And don't hate to tell me that. That's exciting. I mean, for all the people who thought the season was over because they lost 7 in a row, and it was teetering there for a moment, but nobody else around them was taking care of business, and that's what you have to look at. Boston doesn't want to win. They're losers.
Yeah.
Minnesota clearly has no interest in playing baseball at this point of the year. Glad they're coming into Kansas City this weekend. Obviously, the Tigers, you know, they're playing a tough team out in San Diego right now that's still battling for their division lead. So they've got a couple of tough ones left there in San Diego, but their schedule does ease up. That's the only team right now, Dusty,
right,
that I'm concerned with. And I'm not even really concerned with them because I know the Royals are going to go out there and they're going to take care of business and they're going to win some games. And Tommy Pham last night proved why you went out and added Tommy Pham. If he does nothing else this season, and that's the only moment that Tommy Pham has for you, it's worth every moment. It's worth every penny because he was the reason you won that game last night. Obviously, Seth Lugo was fantastic, but it was a 1-1 game until Tommy Pham steps to the plate and Jax went over the left field wall, and that was a bullet hit out of that stadium last night. So
right. He's
a guy that you look at, you go, that's a good pickup, and the Royals are utilizing him the right way. Immediately when he got picked up, a scout in baseball told me, they go, the only way he's going to be successful is if he plays every single night. And that's exactly what the Royals are doing. He has been in the lineup every single night. He is getting those repetitive at-bats. He knows he has a role and a purpose on this team. And Tommy Pham is already proving dividends. A nice spot at the leadoff, a nice veteran bat inside that lineup. And it's a guy we all wanted before the trade deadline. And we got him for nothing except the rest of the veteran minimum for the rest of the season. Hell of a pickup by the Royals.
Bobby Wood Jr. must have listened to the show yesterday because he said something interesting. I got this from Aaron Ladd of 41 News. I got this from his ex account, not his ex as in relationship, but like Twitter ex. You get it? But this is what Bobby Wood Jr. said pregame in the locker room.
We lost yesterday, move on today, and move forward. And you can't really think about that. A lot of teams go through this, and so people are really kind of – we're not – people say, oh, wow, this is a big, big deal. But really, it's just kind of rather do it now than do it when we get into October. So now we just got to learn from it and move on.
Perfect. Right? Like, there's so many ways that people can look at losing streaks or being down at the wrong time. And that's why I said something yesterday when I was talking on this show about, is this the same type of losing streak feeling that you had when the Chiefs lost to the Oakland Raiders on the Las Vegas Raiders on Christmas Day? Obviously, you took the sarcastic route and said, no, because I know they have Patrick Mahomes, so everything was going to be fine. Well, this team has Bobby Wood Jr. And that's exactly the kind of demeanor and the attitude that you want to hear from your future captain and your future face of your franchise, if not already. Salvador Perez is still there, so let's pump the brakes a little bit on that. But, like, rather have it now than in October. Bobby Wood Jr. and the mindset in that clubhouse, when that being said, is that they have October on their mind.
Yeah.
Trust me, losing streaks suck for fans. They're worse for players. And now they get a day off. I'm sure some of those guys will be at the game tonight and join the Chiefs football game
Absolutely.
Against the Ravens. I guarantee you there'll be some of those guys there. Bobby Wood Jr., Chiefs hat, Patrick Mahomes jersey, two-leg parlay, book it. Not only that, he should have been banging the drum, but Rob Riggle's great for that.
Riggle's going to get the crowd fired up tonight,
Riggle will be fine. But Bobby Wood Jr. banging that drum at Arrowhead on a sold-out night, first game of the season. You want to put that guy's face on the map? Opening night in the NFL, banging the drum would have been sweet. But either way.
Can he throw out the first pass or something?
That's kind of funny.
You know, like
kick the first field goal?
Yeah, something like that. I know they do like a first pass. Usually it's like a charity-related type of thing. But I'd get Bobby Wood out there some way, some shape, or form. My wife was telling me last night there may be some surprise Taylor Swift thing that she's hearing about on the interwebs that may happen. I said, oh, maybe she's singing the national anthem at the game. Or maybe Bobby Witt's singing the national anthem tonight.
Yeah. I don't think that's happening.
Do you think Bobby Witt will jump out of a B-2 bomber with a parachute and land on the Chiefs logo?
I don't even want to think about that because that's got an injury written all over it.
I'm cheering in the press box if that happens.
What's that? If Bobby Witt comes out of the B-2 bomber and delivers the game ball?
If that happens, Max is going to be like Jason Kelce in that Bills game.
Yeah, right.
Have a Labatt Blue in his hand, chest out.
I mean, what would you
randomly grew chest
if
hair?
All of a sudden they go, here comes the game ball delivered by the parachuters and Bobby Witt's attached to one of the parachuters and delivers the game ball to Patrick Mahomes.
I wouldn't be dry.
Yeah, right. The place would melt down. It would be insane.
Not enough duct tape in the world for my thigh. But no, I mean, the Royals last night, they take advantage of a huge opportunity because literally everybody lost, and that's what one game can do. And now what you've done is you've beaten Cleveland, right? You get an off day. You bring in Minnesota. And I think the goal now, and this is just my opinion,
they're reeling right now. I've been paying a lot of attention to them recently. Every night they're getting their teeth kicked in by the Rays, man.
Yeah. And I think that this is an opportunity that I think I want to see from the Royals on this weekend series is bury the Twins. Because the less you, and I know this is just about as cliche as they get, and it's probably camp cliches got written all over it. But the less teams you have to worry about, the more you get to focus on your journey. And I know the text line has said the Royals' magic number is 17. That number will start to count down, and we'll get into that as a show, but I guarantee it. But you bury Minnesota, then you don't really, I don't think you might play Detroit at least one more time.
You have Detroit coming up a week from Monday.
And then you take care of Minnesota, you take care of Detroit, You're done with Cleveland.
You got the Yankees after Minnesota.
You do.
You got the Pirates mixed in. Then you have Detroit.
Yeah. And then you get, I think,
San Francisco.
And the Braves.
And the Braves, you finish out the season with a three-game series against the Braves. That's going to be big, man.
So to me right now, the main focus is bury the teams that you have to worry about. And I think the thing that's crazy about this is if you could take 2 out of 3 from Minnesota, right, you would gain in the standings on them, not only in the wild card, but not only in your division. If Cleveland does end up winning the division, which is fine, I guess, whatever.
Cleveland's got the Dodgers this weekend,
they still have
a
tough road ahead of them. But again, Royals being the Royals, control what you can control. I know this is all cliche, but that one win, the way that could spark this team, can really get them back. And a lot of people were, you know, throwing shade last night on Twitter saying, oh, your ship's sinking. Oh, there's holes in your ship. No, it's not.
No, it's not sinking.
Relax.
Because nobody else is doing anything about it. And the Royals maintain. Like, if you lose 7 in a row at this point of the season and you gain ground, that's pretty stellar. And that's what the Royals have done. Conversely, though, like, today you probably want to get back out there and play because you're feeling really good about yourself. Like, damn, the off day came at the wrong time. But I will tell you this, listening to the Cleveland broadcast over the last couple of weeks, they've been doing a lot of complaining about this road trip, okay? They've been doing a lot of complaining about having to go from Kansas City to L.A., then back to Chicago for this road trip. So it may be in their heads going out to L.A. that, hey, man, I don't want to be playing in these games. They've got, what, 3 games in Los Angeles, maybe 4. I don't know if they're playing tonight in L.A., but they've got, you know, 3 or 4 games out in Los Angeles, there's a good chance the Cleveland team is coming back to Cleveland or going to Chicago, where they're like a half game up or maybe even less than a half game up in the standings, depending on what happens. So there is a situation where Cleveland could collapse in Los Angeles this weekend before they get the gift of the White Sox, who actually won a game last night. They beat Baltimore. How about that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.